From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We have some new information about the U.S. bombing attack targeting the Islamic State in Afghanistan. The Afghan Defense Ministry said Friday that 36 members of the Islamic State group died in the attack in northeastern part of the country. The Afghan government said there were no civilian casualties in this attack. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office said the operation took place in coordination with the Afghan security and defense forces. U.S. President Donald Trump sent North Korea a fresh warning not to engage in new provocations. Trump's notice to North Korea comes as reports increase of an imminent public gesture by Pyongyang to mark the 105th anniversary of the birth of the late leader Kim Il-sung on Saturday, possibly with a nuclear test. North Korea responded Friday with its vice foreign minister telling the Associated Press that Trump is to blame for raising tensions, saying that his aggressive tweets were making trouble. Meantime, Trump says China's leader may play a role in diffusing tensions with North Korea.
I have really gotten to like and respect, as you know, President Xi. He's a terrific person. We spent a lot of time together in Florida, and he's a very special man, so we'll see how it goes. I think he's going to try very hard.
Trump also said that the United States is prepared to tackle the North Korean crisis without China if necessary. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Civilians and rebels.